Okay, welcome everyone to this deep dive. We're jumping straight into something that feels, well, both incredibly exciting and maybe a little bit confusing right now. Artificial intelligence. It's a term you hear like everywhere, and it can feel like this really complex, almost distant thing.
It really can. Like it's, only for engineers or maybe something out of science fiction.
Totally. But the material we've been looking at, it kind of helps cut through all that complexity. Our goal today is pretty simple, really. We want to unpack what AI actually is, in everyday language, show you just how much you're probably already using it without even realizing.
Yeah, it's surprisingly common.
And then the really crucial part, talk about some practical ways you can actually use it, especially as like a tool to help you out at work, make things a bit easier.
Think of this as your practical guide. No technical degree needed.
Ah, definitely not.
Just, a willingness to look a little closer at the tools that are already around you.
Exactly. So let's kick off with the absolute basics then. When we say AI, what are we like fundamentally talking about?
Okay, so at its heart, artificial intelligence is basically the capability of a computer system. The ability to do tasks that would normally need human intelligence.
Right, things we think of as smart when a person does them, like understanding what someone's saying or spotting
Making
patterns.
decisions, solving problems, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Precisely. But instead of a human brain doing it, you've got a computer program. And this program has been trained on just immense amounts of data.
Okay.
You could imagine it as this incredibly fast processor that's just absorbed information from, well, a huge chunk of the digital world.
Like a massive digital brain almost. So it can quickly find information, answer questions, stuff like that.
Yes, exactly. You can process and analyze that huge data set to respond to your questions or generate outputs.
Okay.
Now, it's not thinking in the way you or I experience consciousness,
Right. It doesn't feel things.
No. But it can definitely perform tasks that look like intelligent human behavior. There was this one idea, a metaphor really, that helped it click for me.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing AI described as like a really, really clever intern,
Okay.
an intern who somehow absorbed like libraries worth of information.
Yeah.
You just need to know how to ask them the right question, give them the right direction.
And they can help sort through complex stuff or like get you started on a task.
Exactly. You're leveraging all that absorbed knowledge.
That's a great way to picture it. And, this is where it really hits home for most people, I think. This isn't some futuristic tech we're waiting for.
No, not at all.
You're almost certainly using AI right now, probably every single day without even really thinking about it.
Absolutely. It's quietly woven into so many parts of our daily lives.
Like when you finish a show on Netflix or maybe a song on Spotify, and it immediately suggests something else you might like. That's AI, isn't it? Working behind the scenes.
Right. It's analyzing your history,
Yeah.
comparing it to millions of other users, basically predicting what you'll enjoy next.
Okay.
Or think about using a navigation app like Google Maps or Waze
Oh, yeah. Use that constantly.
when it suggests the fastest route or, reroutes you because there's traffic ahead or estimates your arrival time.
That's AI.
That's AI processing all that real-time data, traffic, road closures, speeds.
Wow. Okay. And what about like talking to our phones or smart speakers, Siri, Alexa?
Yep, classic examples. Asking them for the weather, setting a timer.
Simple stuff.
That's AI powering what's called natural language processing. Basically, the ability for computers to understand and respond to us talking like, well, humans.
Right.
And another one you might not consciously think about is your email. How does your inbox filter out most of that junk, the spam?
Oh, AI must be doing that sorting.
Exactly. Recognizing patterns in emails that identify them as unwanted messages.
That makes sense.
Even things like social media. Applying photo filters or deciding which posts you see in your feed based on what you've liked or clicked on before. That's all driven by AI.
So, yeah, these aren't just abstract ideas. They're really baked into the tools we use every single day. AI isn't like coming soon.
It's already here.
It's here helping us out in lots of small, but, pretty significant ways.
And within this whole AI landscape, there's one type that's really grabbed everyone's attention recently. That's generative AI.
Generative AI. Okay, the name itself kind of suggests something different. What makes this type stand out?
Well, the key difference is really in the output, what it does. While other types of AI might analyze data or spot patterns or make predictions,
Like the recommendation engines we talked about.
right, generative AI can actually create something entirely new.
create from what it's learned, not just finding information that already exists.
Precisely. You give it a prompt, which is basically just, you know, set of instructions or a description.
Like telling it what you want.
Yeah. And it generates novel content, text, images, code, music, based on the patterns and information it learned during its training.
Okay.
The material we looked at had simple examples, like asking it, write a simple recipe for spaghetti.
Right.
Or maybe draft an email with a friendly tone.
Okay, so you're guiding it, giving it direction, and it's producing a unique response just for you, tailored to that request.
Yes. It draws on everything it knows about, say, recipes or email structure or language or tone.
All that data it absorbed.
Right. And it synthesizes that knowledge into a fresh piece of text or an image or whatever you asked for. Take the example they used about describing a sunset. If you prompt it, describe a beautiful sunset in simple terms. It doesn't just search and find an existing description.
It writes one.
It generates new sentences to paint that picture based on, you know, countless examples of sunsets and descriptions it's processed before.
Wow. Okay. So it's almost like having a creative partner, or maybe you're a writing assistant who kind of gets the style you want and can generate stuff to get you started.
That's a really good way to think about it. It's a powerful capability, and it definitely feels distinct from the AI we were maybe more used to before.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this leads perfectly into the practical side of things. How do you actually interact with something like this, like generative AI?
Right.
The material highlights these three sort of fundamental pillars for using AI effectively. And the best part is, you really don't need to be a coder or anything to grasp them.
No, these three concepts really unlock the potential of AI for pretty much anyone. The first one is prompting.
Prompting. That sounds like, well, just asking it to do something, right?
Exactly that. Giving the AI clear instructions on what you want it to do or create. Think of it like writing a really clear request or like a mini brief for that clever intern we mentioned.
Okay.
Examples shared were things like asking it to draft a polite email to my boss requesting time off.
Okay, specific.
Or maybe summarize this 5-page article in 3 bullet points. The key thing is, the more specific and clear you are in your prompt,
the better the result you'll probably get back.
Exactly. Precision helps.
Okay, so being clear in your ask, that's step one. What's the second pillar they mentioned?
That would be iteration, which basically just acknowledges that, hey, the AI doesn't always get it perfect on the very first try.
Right, that makes sense.
So iteration is just the process of refining the AI's output, working with it.
Like saying, okay, that was a good start, but can you make it shorter? Or maybe change the tone, make it sound more casual.
Precisely. You're essentially having a bit of a conversation with the AI. You give feedback on what it gave you first, and then you ask it to modify it or improve it.
Okay.
The material used the metaphor of refining a rough sketch. You know, the AI gives you a basic outline.
And then you guide it, add detail, adjust things.
Yeah, until it matches what you actually had in mind.
Okay, so ask clearly, then tweak it, refine it based on what comes back. Makes total sense. What's the third key concept then?
The third one is integration. And this is all about finding ways to weave these AI capabilities into the tools and the workflows you already use every single day, especially at work.
Ah, okay. So not necessarily learning some whole new separate AI platform you have to log into.
Not always, no.
But using it with your existing stuff, like your email, your documents, maybe project management tools.
Right. It's about seeing how AI can kind of augment the tasks you're already doing.
Oh.
Well, could it draft a starting point for that report you need to write right there in your document editor?
Oh, interesting.
Could it summarize a really long email thread before you have to reply? Could it help you brainstorm ideas for a presentation outline? Integration is about making AI feel like a seamless part of your daily productivity toolkit.
So using AI effectively really boils down to like clear communication, knowing how to ask, knowing how to refine, and then strategically applying it where it fits naturally into your existing work habits. That feels much more doable than, you know, thinking you have to learn complex software.
It truly is more conversational. Like you're collaborating with a very knowledgeable and very fast assistant.
Which brings us nicely to the really tangible benefits, especially thinking about work. How can this AI help or actually, you know, lighten your load, even if your job isn't technical at all?
Yeah, think of it as this really versatile support system. And it's, you know, available 24/7.
Okay, like staring at a blank page when you need to write something important. That's the worst.
Exactly. AI can draft initial versions of emails, reports, proposals, even meeting agendas.
Wow.
It gives you that solid starting point, helps you overcome that initial inertia, that blank page fear.
Yeah.
And it lets you focus your energy on the more important parts, like refining the content, adding your unique insights, rather than just struggling to get the basic words down.
That alone sounds like it could be a huge time saver for so many people. What about dealing with, like, tons of information, long reports, articles?
That's another area where AI really shines. It can quickly scan lengthy documents, research papers, even spreadsheets.
And do what with them?
It can pull out the key highlights, summarize really complex information into simpler terms, or identify trends much, much faster than a human could do manually.
Okay, that sounds perfect for quickly getting up to speed before a big meeting, maybe. Or making sense of data without needing to be like a data analysis expert yourself.
Absolutely. And, you know, it can also be a fantastic brainstorming partner.
How so?
Well, if you're stuck on an idea, or trying to get past writer's block, or maybe you just want to explore different angles for a project, prompting an AI can give you fresh perspectives, new suggestions you might not have thought of.
Like having a super efficient, always available sounding board to bounce ideas off.
Exactly right. It sort of frees you up to focus on the higher level stuff, the creative thinking, the strategic decisions. It handles some of the heavy lifting, you know, the initial drafting, the summarizing, the idea generation.
Yeah.
And the key framing here, which I think is really important to stress, is that AI functions as this powerful tool to support your work,
right,
to boost your productivity. It's there to augment your abilities, not replace your essential human skills like critical thinking, judgment, and creativity.
Okay, so as we start to wrap up this first step into the world of AI, it's totally understandable if your head is spinning just a little bit right now.
Oh, yeah.
Grappling with new technology, it can feel kind of overwhelming at first.
That feeling is completely normal, absolutely valid. And look, this deep dive wasn't designed to make you an AI expert overnight.
Not at all. The real goal was simply to, you know, demystify it a bit, to show you that AI isn't some scary, far-off concept, but actually something you're likely already interacting with quite a bit.
Yeah.
And more importantly, that it's a genuinely practical tool that's available to you right now to help with everyday tasks, especially maybe at work.
And it's worth remembering, most people are still very new to these ideas. Just taking this step, trying to understand the basics, that already puts you ahead of the curve in figuring out how to navigate this evolving landscape.
Well, thank you for joining us on this initial exploration into, well, what AI even is.
Yeah, definitely. And we'll certainly delve into more specific ways you can use it, different techniques in future deep dives.
Yeah.
So you even more ways AI can maybe fit into your routine.
Sounds great. Until then, you know, stay curious, keep asking questions, and maybe consider this thought as we leave you.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person who feels comfortable and proficient using AI today, you know, every expert, every power user, they all started exactly where you might be right now. Just taking that first step to understand the basics.
Everyone starts somewhere.
Exactly. The journey of learning is really just beginning.